Yeah, we'll shoot for this weekend, and that one's a little bit trickier than turning off the Discord webhook, because the Discord webhook, I can kind of just go in and change a variable name so that it's not found and then it won't do it. But for the emails, it's not quite that simple. For the webhook, like the variable name references the actual webhook. And so if I change the variable name, then it never finds the webhook, so it can't send it. But for the emails, it's not like an environment variable, so I can't change it like that. It's a little bit different. It's just like in email, what do you call it? It might be a way. I'll have to think it over. There might, where there's a will, there's a way. I might be able to find a way. I'll have to look at what I have. I'll do that right now.